BBC Caribbean Report.
There's dismay in the Netherlands Antilles at the continuing failure to form a new government more than 6 weeks after elections. The former head of the U.S. war on drugs gives high marks to Cuba, but a failing grade to the rest of the Caribbean. And it's over to the Australians as the West Indies seek a way out of their cricketing slump. I'm Bertram Niles, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Efforts aimed at putting together a new central government in the Netherlands Antilles following federal elections on January the 18th are yet to yield concrete results. The drawn-out nature of the talks has infuriated some parties which won seats in the elections. Neil Nunes sent this report from St. Martin.
Mr. Hugh Anthony, an influential member of the French Obrero Labour Party, which won the most seats, five, during the federal elections, and who is charged with forming the next government, is now coming under heavy criticism for the manner in which he is handling the formation talks. Some senators-elect argue that Mr. Anthony is holding far too many meetings with social partners, such as churches, unions, and NGOs, instead of focusing his efforts on establishing a governing accord with the parties. In the Netherlands Antilles, no single party can single-handedly run the central government, hence the need for a coalition government. And eight parties from the five islands signed a letter of intent over 2 weeks ago to work at forming the next Dutch Antillean central government. Now they're seeking